Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Chris Sargent. I am the Gutsy Gal. And today we are going to follow up on food sensitivity testing and just make a little bit more sense out about what should happen after you get your food sensitivity test results back. Let's recap our food sensitivity test, and then we'll go into what should happen after you get results back. I've heard a lot of different stories recently, and I just want to clarify a few things. So if you really like our podcast, thank you for listening. And if you've never listened before, welcome. Pay it forward. Send this information to your friends. Let them know you really care about them and sharing some information that could really help their health. So I want to thank you for listening today. And here we go. So let's talk about food sensitivity testing. We have there's a video already out there, so you can get some more of the basics if you want a little bit more detailed information. But the real basics of the test are this is all about delayed sensitivity testing. And what that means is when food goes into your body, you don't always have a reaction immediately to the foods that you're eating. Sometimes it takes a day or two before your immune system kicks in to create that. It's not always that immediate anaphylactic IgE allergy where you're going to die when you eat a particular food. Most of the time, it's just foods that will make you absolutely miserable and you can't figure out what they are because it takes so much time between the time you eat it and the time you digest it and the time that your immune system turns on. So we test for a complement of IgG. This is a whole different test from what you're used to. It's a new test, and we're super excited because it seems to be really awesome for pulling out exactly what you're sensitive to. It's a little bit more sensitive than the regular IgG test. And if it's medically necessary, it may be covered. It is a non-fasting blood test. So there's summarizing in a couple of minutes the basics of the food sensitivity test. What I want really to focus on today is what happens when the results come back. What I often see is that people try to just avoid all of the foods. And that's a great place to start. And sometimes that can be a little overwhelming or a little bit daunting when you're not sure what goes where and where goes what and all that. So one of the things we provide is a rotation diet. And that comes as part of your results. So that you can figure out, you can pick from four different lists for different days what to eat. And then it's not such a mystery as to how to put together all your foods. We'll sit down with you. I have a coach in the office. Her name is Kristen. And she will sit down with you and create an entire menu plan and a plan going forward so that you know how to handle the next 90 days of your life. And that is the time frame. It's about 90 days that you're going to be on the food sensitivity plan. And then we're going to start rotating some of these things in to see if you're still having those kind of reactions. Now, some things may or may not come back, but we can work through that and help you understand what's best for your body. And sometimes these food sensitivity tests come back with things that we think, quote, are good for us. But what we need to understand is that not everything is good for you. We're all very individual, and this can really give you a personalized outlook on what you specifically should be eating. So the food sensitivity test is huge to really personalize your diet. We can go through and try metabolic typing. We can use blood type diets. We can do low carb, no carb, high fat, high protein. We can try all that, but this will give you specific foods that we should avoid and understand what to take in so that we can just be super healthy. So we have a coach, and you're not going to make yourself crazy trying to figure that all out. In the test that we do, there are five different ranges. Like, it's a gray area of how much sensitivity you have. And the top four ranges, we're going to eliminate those entirely, right? Super high, super severe reactions, we want to completely eliminate those for 90 days. The mild foods, the ones that come back like, well, you're just a tiny bit sensitive to this stuff, those foods we're going to rotate through so that your body can kind of become used to those foods and you won't have to avoid them forever. That mild list is the majority of most people's list. That's what we found. And there's usually just a few things that you really absolutely have to avoid. So maybe that's good news. Maybe it doesn't feel as daunting anymore. So that's the big deal. The rotation diet is really helpful so that your body doesn't get sensitive to other things. And we're going to walk through that. And again, this is only for 90 days. The next big component that I want to talk about for a couple minutes is supplements and supplementing this whole process. What I've seen a lot of is patients come in with big, huge lists of supplements that they're on, trying to throw darts at symptoms that they're still having. And we need to back up for some of our patients and say, okay, did we ever really heal the gut? Just avoiding the foods can make a huge impact on your health. Just avoiding those foods. But what we really need to do is get in there and heal that leaky gut. And I have other podcasts on leaky gut, so I'm not going to talk about that here. But we have to get in there and really heal the intestinal lining. We need to calm down that immune system so that it's not just on high alert all the time, right? Does that make sense? That way, when we start to put in more supplements and more nutrients, your body can actually assimilate all of that and take it in. And then it can be a lot more useful. We need to make sure, first of all, that you have gut healing supplements. And there's a few different protocols that we use. It's a very personalized process in our office. So, and it can be very personalized for you. So we want to really create in your intestines a way for your body to heal itself. We want to give it everything that it needs to do to heal the intestinal and immune piece of this whole thing first. Clear up any constipation, clear up any diarrhea. Those are the immediate issues that we have to work on. You need to be eliminating normally on a regular basis before we throw in a ton of supplements. I do generally address deficiencies, and we find those out through our functional health panel, our functional lab panel that we do specifically in our office. It comes back with about a 15-page functional lab report, and we can find deficiencies for you. Iron deficiencies, B complex, those are the most common, frankly, and zinc, magnesium. We can find all of those deficiencies and supplement some of them. But if we throw a bunch of vitamins at a gut that's just leaky, we're not going to get the results that you're looking for, and that's going to just frustrate everybody in the end. And you're going to end up taking, you know, 50 pills a day, and you're not getting what you need. You're better, but you're still trying to manage all these supplements, and that doesn't make sense to me. So we try to pare it down and make it very doable. And I want results. That's what I'm looking for. I want results that are great for you. It may not be the easiest way, and it may not be the fastest way. But over the course of 6 or 8 weeks, we can create healing in your gut that you may or may not have really ever had. So that's our approach to all of this. We have to have a plan for healing the gut and not just eliminating food. Although that will help, the whole gut healing plan is important to put into place. So, you know, I threw out some time frames, and people want to understand. I know you want to understand, how long is this going to take? And it takes a different time for everyone because everybody's body is a little bit different. But I can tell you that if you haven't made some significant progress in 6 to 8 weeks, then we need to change what we're doing. And that's also a really key component to really getting the healing that you're looking for. And that's that's about changing what you're doing if it's not working. And we get stuck in this, yeah, but I was told to do blah, blah, blah. Well, if it's not working and you're not getting the results you need, then it doesn't make sense to continue to do it, right? Isn't that the definition of insanity? We bang our head against a wall wondering why we have a headache. So let's look at this and say, okay, so we've got food sensitivities. We're going to erase the food. We're going to eliminate some of the foods. We're going to put in some gut healing. And then we're going to add backfill for any major deficiencies that we're having. If we're majorly iron deficient, majorly zinc or vitamin D, some of these major deficiencies, we're going to backfill with some of that. And then work through the healing process. And when things have started to normalize, you know, your body takes time to heal. A cut doesn't heal overnight. Your body takes time to heal. We have to rework all of your machinery. We've got to clean out all the pipes. And not in a bad way, but just in a comfortable, easy way that we can make this make sense for your body. So we're going to do that, and then we can move on to further healing and further any other symptoms. What's interesting is that when we clean up the gut, a lot of the other symptoms that you may be having fall out. They fall along the wayside, particularly where energy and fatigue and sleep are concerned. A lot of times when we get you eating properly and get your gut healing, all of that stuff totally clears up. So hopefully today I have been able to shed a little bit of light on our food sensitivity test. And a little bit about getting your results and the follow-up that's necessary to really create good results in the end. And I am the Gutsy Gal, and I love talking about guts. And I want to thank Barry Schimmel for making my podcast possible at MicroShare International. He rocks it out along with all my other sponsors that you can see. And what's next is we're going to do pregnancy recovery. Pregnancy recovery is something that we don't really talk very much about, and I bet you might not have even known that there's something out there that can help you recover from a pregnancy. But there's a full plan that we have in our office that will be absolutely awesome. So you can find me on the web at RESTORYOU, restoreyou.com, and thegutsygal.com. Those are two great places to start. Our phone number is 630-682-5090. I do consultations long distance. If you're not around here, you can give us a call anyway. We'll be happy to help you. So give us a buzz, and I look forward to hearing from you again. I am Dr. Chris Sargent, and I am the Gutsy Gal. Have a fabulous day.